Today's Tuesday, October 23rd, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Shure, because every voice matters.
Today's Daily Download comes from Resi Week 128. Matt Scott is joined by Heather Sidorowicz, Stephen Brauner, and myself, talking about residential stores switching to appointment only. Heather Sidorowicz starts off talking about how the need for a showroom floor has changed in the last few years.
I think that you have to choose the sandbox you want to play in. And then you have to fight hard for that piece of business. So if, you know, in full disclosure, and I think I've mentioned that in my article, is we've really grown in the commercial market. And that has allowed us to pull back our retail hours to begin with. That in conjunction of having younger kids was I didn't want to work 12 hours a day and work to 8 o'clock at night and all weekends. So those were the logical pieces in that. And then when we really started paying attention to who is walking in the door and what are those needs. Now, I remember back in the 90s in my early sales training days, long before I worked here, or long before I owned the company, I think I worked at American Eagle at the time, and you were taught to, when someone walked inside the retail store, you were supposed to look at them. What are they wearing? What bags are they carrying? Because you could turn anyone into a client. It was all about the open-ended questions, right? Not, can I help you? The answer is no, but what can I help you with? What are you looking for today? The problem is our society has changed so much that we can Google anything. We buy our TVs with our toilet paper. They stopped becoming a luxury and started becoming a commodity that we really had to pay. When we started paying attention, we saw that these people were unable to turn them into clients. If I could monetize the way to share information with the world all day, although I do that with Cedia and being on Cedia board and being here, I would do that. I really enjoy people and teaching people and being part of that experience. But at some point, you have to make money. You have to feed your kids. You got to pay your car payment. You got to pay your employees. And just the expectations of the average bear who is coming in were interesting, to say the least. They would ask you for the questions. They didn't want to pay for any kind of service. They certainly didn't want to pay you. You could just tell them because it must be easy. What do I say to others out there? I think there are unique, different, clever ways. I think that if you were just 100% or really founded in the residential market, there are ways to still make money doing that, but you'd have to be pretty creative to do it.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.